Death rites as prescribed in Hinduism continues from the earlier podcast. Second day. Second day is Sanchayana, the collection of bones. The bones are sprinkled with milk and the bones are picked up by hands wrapping them with Kandankathri herb, Solanum xanthocarpum. This prevents any wound that may arise accidentally while picking up the bones, as this herb has antibiotic properties. No shaving is to be done for the katha. Other sradhams as mentioned are to be continued as mentioned in the earlier article. Day 3 to 10. The sradhams mentioned are to be performed as mentioned earlier. Day 10, Dasashta. On this day the Nayatis, from the paternal side, who have not performed the Thapana from day 1 are to perform 75 Tilidaka and 75 Vasudaka Thapana. The Pindasarira of the departed is complete. As the body is restored, hunger and thirst increases manifold. So large quantities of food is offered by way of Prabhutabali. For details of Prabhutabali, visit my site www.shramanasblog.in. Please read my post on this. The stones in the two kundas, used for Thapana, are disposed of. On returning home, the katha has to take a shave and bathe. Shanti Homa and Ananda Homa are performed. Day 11. Punya Havishanam is performed for the katha to purify. Then Narvasradam and Vrushathsagam is performed. Vrushathsaga is performed with a bull and Gosakthu is recited and the bull is left to graze. The bull represents Dharma and this kriya helps the departed obtain better worlds. The Akothishta Sradam is performed. 16 such sradams are to be performed in a year. The first one is called the Adiyamasikam. Then follows Pinda Pradhanam, followed by Bath and Punya Havishana. Balance 15 sraddhas are to be performed as detailed below. Unamasika on any 3 days from the 27th day. Trepaksham on any 5-day period day from the 40th day. Anushinmasikam on 10-day period from the 170th day. Anabdikam on any 15-day period from the 340th day. 11 Anumasikam on the 5th of death every month for 11 months. These are very important and are not to be missed. 12th day, say Pindikarana. On the 11th and 12th day the Preetu eats the food offered heartily. On the 11th and 12th day all the Pitras are present. Vasu, father, Rudram, grandfather and great-grandfather, Aditya, paternal. The earliest Pitra leaves the Pitruloku and leaves for the Swargu and the presently deceased joins the Pitras as the Vasu. That is the reason why the Arjya, Ikothishtu of the presently deceased and the Ajya of the Parvanasradu of the forefathers are mixed. The Pinda of the presently deceased is divided into 3 parts and mixed with the 3 Pindas of the forefathers. This is Sapindikramam. The 3 Pindas thus obtained represent the latest Vasu, Rudra, and Aditya. Danams. The Yamadhas drag the body on the 13th day. The size of the Jivu is that of a thumb. It is dragged to Samyumini, the city of Yama, Lord of Death. The distance is 86,000 yojanas, a yojanu is about 13 kilometers. Those who were virtuous cross this easily. Others suffer. Traveling is done continuously throughout day and night. Average distance traveled is 270 yojanas a day. There are 16 cities to be crossed along besides rivers, including Vdarani. Post follows on dhanas and descriptions of the cities. Sodakamam is performed after Sapindikaranam. Sastras declare that this has to be performed every day in the first year. If it is not possible, it has to be performed at least every month. Apart from water, tender coconut water is also given on this day. Day 13. Gruhayaja, Subaswikara. On this day auspiciousness is invited by performing Punya Havashana. Udagas and Thayans Navagraha Homu are performed. After the function is over, the Kathu is to visit a temple with family members. The Gruhayaja is to be performed after the conclusion of the first Abdika as well. More on Sraddhas refer to my other posts on Sraddha, Sraddha Samile. More at www.shramanasblog.in.